Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. In the book of the Law of God, it is asked, what title is that I see? Well, I see the title Lord in Psalm 118:27. In the proclamation set in Psalm 118:27, the Lord all caps renders the Lord title to God. The proclamation, God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. I see the title Father in the John 8:41 proclamation. The Lord proclaims God Father. The John 8:41 proclamation. We have one Father, even, or namely, God. In Matthew 32, verse 9, your father is a title, and no man is a nickname for God. In the AVB, the commandment of the Lord said, call no man your father, or call God your father, or call the Lord, which has showed you light, your father. In John 18:37, I am asked, art thou a king? The answer lies in these statements. Psalm 74:12, Psalm 10, verse 16, and Psalm 29, verse 10. God is my king of old. The Lord is king forever and ever. The Lord sitteth king forever. And of course, this God and Lord in those statements are references to the new God, God in me. The papal statement, Psalm 44:4, says, thou art my king, O God. The word of God, 2 Samuel 15:20, says to me, take back thy brethren. And in that statement, I am reminded of the order in Mark chapter 12, which says, render to God the things that are God, or render to God the things that belong to God. And here they say, take back thy brethren, to give God back his people. The title of today's episode is The Thing is Established by God. The government of God has called for a peaceful and orderly transition of power. But is that so? Actually, the transition of power has already been accomplished. What remains undone is the servant's compliancy with the law of God and their subservience to the Lord, their God. The government has also ordered the rulers, kings, queens, princes, presidents, etc., to come to the house of God to appear before God. At this time, not one has appeared before God, the Lord. Talk about this information with your minister, your priest, your bishop, your archbishop, the Pope, your family members, and everyone you come in contact with. But do not stop there. Act on the information. Support the information. Talk about the law of God. Talk about it person to person. Text about it. Chat about it. Send emails. Write about it. Sing about it. What will you say? Say, the day of God has come. the law of God is open in effect. The words of God shall be fulfilled. The words of God are being fulfilled in Tommy Hart. The transfer of power is accomplished. Get actively involved. Get in touch with me. Communicate with God. The Pope, who should have come to me already, should be sharing the knowledge of the presence of God on earth with the world. Questions of interest, Acts 8:30. Understandest thou what thou readest? Job 15:12. What do your eyes wink at? And John 18:37, which I have already given an answer to in the first statement made. That question, though, is, art thou a king? I ask the question, what is the thing that is established by God? For those who don't know already, I will give the answer in this episode. Word of reminder, obey the law of God. The question is asked in the Bible, wherefore serveth the law? Or, what is the purpose of the law of God? In the AVB is found the word. The word is concerning God. In the word concerning God is found the prophetic word. In the prophetic word is found the law of God. In the law of God is found a body of rules, orders, commandments, principles, proclamations, declarations, instructions, etc. All these things and more constitute a system of ruling or governing. The law of God, with its many parts, is a system of government. It has been set apart or reserved for this now and present day of God, which has given birth to this now and present time of Reformation. It is written, Acts 15:16, I will set it up. The Lord has made detailed plans for this time of Reformation. What I do on this program is I share those detailed plans with you. Now the question is, what has God set up? What has God set up? God has set up the government that is in power. It is in effect, it is in power now during this time of Reformation. Therefore, we are under prophetic rule. I want to share a few items with you, a few thoughts with your statements. And these have to do with the law of God. One, the law of God is indefeasible. The law of God is, it cannot be undone or made void. Two, the law is infrangible. It cannot be violated or infringed. Gentiles are rejected by the same. For the law of God is irrepealable. It cannot be repealed. In fact, the law of God is immutable. It is unchangeable. The law of God, Revelation 17:17 says, the words of God shall be fulfilled. In the book of Daniel, it is written in the book of the law, that is determined shall be done. And we have, the order has been given, rather, by God, the Mark 12:17 order. That order says, I remind you, it says, render to God the things that are God's. And in the past several broadcasts, I have been showing things which the Lord, all caps, has rendered to God in me. Now, on the last program, I showed you the proclamation that is set in Psalm 118, verse 27. And that proclamation, I read it at the beginning of this program, says, God is the Lord, which has shown us light. The Lord title has been given to God. The Lord title is rendered to God. God is the Lord, which has shown us light. A clear statement. In the book of Daniel, verse 1:17, Daniel 1:17, four words, God gave them knowledge. God gave them knowledge. Mark that statement if we haven't had it already. As fulfilled. And you can say also being fulfilled. Fulfilled and being fulfilled. God is the Lord which hath showed us light. God gave them knowledge. Now, to whom has God given light, and to whom has he given knowledge? I have given light, knowledge, to the Gentiles and all those who hear and will hear my word. Let's move over to Romans. Romans chapter 1. God gave them knowledge. God is the Lord which hath showed us light. Romans 1, verse 19. And I'm interested in the last statement in the verse, Romans 1:19, last statement. God hath showed it to them. knowledge to the Gentiles and the people. I have shown light to the Gentiles and to the people. But let me read this complete verse of Romans 1:19. It says, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. We can say that speaks about the scriptures. The scriptures tell all about God. God. In the scriptures is found the knowledge of God. Quickly, I go to Proverbs. Proverbs 2. I want to read verses 1-5. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. I have found the knowledge of God, and I show that knowledge in the many episodes of this program. Verse 9, then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path, when wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the evil man. And again, we are reading from the Book of the Law of God, the Authorized Version, Bible, also called King James Version. Reading from the Book of the Law of God. Then shalt thou understand righteousness, judgment. God is the Lord who has showed us light. God gave them knowledge. Romans 1:19, God has showed it to them. Some of the things I have shown on this program, I have shown the papacy's curse against Africa and its inhabitants, its aboriginal people, black people. I have shown the law of Passover, the papacy is iniquitous, the law of Passover. I have shown, of course, the law, the glorious law of God, among other things. God has showed it to them. I am showing the government that is in power at this time, the government that is in power. In my showing the law of God, I am showing the government that is now in power during this time of Reformation. now God has showed it to them. God also has shown these things to the people by means of the scriptures. Okay, these things have been in the scriptures. The Gentiles have knowledge of these things. The Gentiles have the knowledge of God. What they did not have is the name of God. They did not have the name of God. And I don't mind my reading of statements again and again, because in doing so, I keep these things before you. Now, Psalm 9:10, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. They that know thy name will put their trust in thee. The statement, the papacy, a papal statement to me, they that know my name, the papacy says, put their trust in me. All right. So what they did not have, what the Gentiles, what the people did not have, they did not have the name of God. They have had the knowledge of God in the AZB, which the Lord God gave them. All right. I have supplied or provided God's name, the new God. Now, let me read this statement. It's not in my outline, but it's being brought to my attention. There's a question in Ecclesiastes. It says in Ecclesiastes 1:10, is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? Is there anything where it may be said, see, this is new? The name I have provided for God, the name of God provided by me, is new information. See? My name. It is new to the knowledge of God. Okay? Now, in my sharing this information and in my making it known to the Gentiles that God has come and I have given signs and shown wonders, as the Bible says, of that fact, the Gentiles have certain responsibilities and duties they are to perform. We go back to Romans 1, and I read verse 20. For the invisible things of him, God, from the creation of the world, are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. The papacy, the Gentiles, are without excuse. They must perform the duties. They must fulfill their obligations that the law demands of them. The scripture says the scriptures must be fulfilled. Fulfill ye the law of Christ. I have spoken about the Christ title. Let's see if we go to 1 Corinthians. All
First Corinthians. Is he here? First Corinthians. That is just chapter 3, verse 23. First Corinthians 3, 23. It's the last statement in the verse, and it says, Christ is God. Render the things belonging to God. It says here about the Christ, it says Christ is God. Okay. All a part of the rendering of the things of God to God. Things being rendered from the old regime to the new God. They are without excuse. The Gentiles are without excuse. I have been speaking of the presence of God for months now, almost a year on this program, and over a year, it's been over a year I have been on Blog Talk Radio. As the word got out, the Bible declares the Gentiles are without excuse. The Pope is without excuse. I was speaking about earlier the name of God. They that know that name shall put their trust in thee. And my name, I have given the name of God before, months ago, on this program. Also, one can look at my page, Lawmaster's page, and see the name of God there. But let me just go over this. Genesis 32:27. The question is asked. Genesis 32:27. Still reading from the book of the law of God, the book containing the law of God, 32:27, Genesis. Is the question, what is thy name? I am asked, what is thy name? Because that was the thing that was lacking in the law of God, the name of the new God, right? What is thy name? So I have provided my name. That question is also asked of me in Isaiah 43:1. Isaiah 43:1. No, that's not what I wanted. But while we're at Isaiah 43:1, I show you this. It's almost, it's next to the last statement in the verse, Isaiah 43:1. It says, I have called thee by thy name. The Lord all caps says to me, I have called thee by thy name. What is thy name? And, of course, I give my name. My name is Tommy Hart. What is thy name? I have called thee by thy name. Okay, where has he called me by my name? Isaiah 25:9. Isaiah Isaiah 25:9, I read, "Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he, well, we have waited for him. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. This is our God." Now, listen. I read and I fill in the blank, or I provide the part that is lacking or being missed. Not provided, that is. "Lo, this Tommy L. Hart is our God. We have waited for him. Therefore, the Lord says in Isaiah 43, verse 1, I have called thee by thy name." How is that so? He has called him by the name, "and that I have provided my name. Lo, this, or Tommy L. Hart, is our God. We have waited for him." Okay? So that's the case of filling in the blank, are providing the thing that is missing. Isaiah 43:1. I have called thee by thy name. And Isaiah 25:9. Lo, here's the blank. I fill in the blank. Tommy L. Hart is our God. We have waited for him. Who is the we? Those of the papacy and all of the Gentiles. We have waited for it. Okay. Now, I have a statement I want to read. Okay, the Gentiles' God is identified, the Gentiles' God is made known, the name of their God is given. Now, the Gentiles are biddable people, so says the Scripture. They are ready to do as bidden, they are obedient people, the Scripture said. What Scriptures? 2 Samuel 15, verse 15. 2 Samuel 15, 15 reads as follows. "Behold, thy servants are ready to do whatsoever my lord the king shall appoint." Now, these two titles here, my lord and the king, I spoke about those two titles at the beginning of this episode, this program, at the beginning here. God has rendered the Lord title to me. And the question, remember, art thou a king? And the scripture reads, God is my king. That thou art my king, Psalm 44:4. Thou art my king, O God. Psalm 10, verse 16, the Lord is king forever and ever. Psalm 29:10, the Lord sitteth king forever. I am asked, am I a king? I just read several scriptures referencing God as king. Okay. The scripture cannot lie. So I have answered the question, what is thy name? I have shown or elaborated on the statement, God gave them knowledge, God has showed it to them. Again, I have shown my name to the Gentiles. Well, you remember back in Romans 1:19, God has showed it to them. I have shown the Gentiles my name. I have shown Pope Benedict my name. God is the Lord, which hath given us light. Let's look at this light a little bit more, a little bit deeper. This light, the Bible says, walk while ye have the light with you. That's a commandment to the people, to the Gentiles. Walk while ye have the light with you. Believe in the light. Believe in the light. What is the light? All right. And to answer that question, let's move to Proverbs 6:23 and see what the light is. God gave them knowledge. God is the Lord with it, which hath showed them light. And light here means knowledge. So we're speaking about light. We're speaking about knowledge. Okay? Believe in the light. Walk in the light. Walk as children of light. That statement is in Ephesians. Walk as children of light. I believe it's in Ephesians. Here. But what is the light? Proverbs 6:23. Proverbs 6:23 answers the question, what is the light? Proverbs 6:23. The commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. God has showed it to them. The law is the light. And we are speaking of a specific law that is set in Revelation 17:17. The law is light. And what does the light say, or what does the law say? It says, the words of God shall be fulfilled. Okay. So, the light, walking in the light, believing in the light, believing. The Bible also says, believe the works of God, believe the works. Believe the light. Walk in the light. And let's see here. Listen to this right here. Ephesians 5, reading from the Book of the Law, the Authorized Version. Ephesians 5, last statement in chapter 14, in verse 14. Ephesians 5:14, last statement. Christ shall give thee light. Is it here the Lord, all caps, identifies the one who gives the light? Well, he did that in Psalm 118:27. He declared, he proclaimed, God is the Lord, which had given or showed us light. And here in Ephesians 5:14, he declares, Christ shall give the light. Proverbs 6:23, the law is light.
Christ shall give thee light. God is the Lord which has showed thee light. So, here, Christ is a title. I do not argue or debate with the law or with Scripture. I receive the law. I believe the law. And I seek to understand the law. We read earlier, Christ is God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We read that. Christ is God. And that was in 1 Corinthians 3:23. Christ is God. And here we see Christ shall give thee light. Christ is a title, just like Lord is a title. Or your Father. I read that this morning and talked about it last week on the last broadcast. Your Father is a title. These are all titles that the Lord, all caps, has rendered to God, that God has rendered to God. Follow the law. Listen well to what I say. For those who don't know these things, take good notes. And don't say what you think I said or you thought I said. Take what I say. And don't add anything to it. Just take what I say. Because I read Scripture and apply it. Okay? Christ shall give thee light. So, the light bearer also bears the designation of Christ. It says clearly, Christ shall give thee light. Christ is God. Okay? Christ is a title. The title of Christ is given to God. Right? And God can do with the titles what he wants. All right? Amos 3:7. The study of the law is not meant to be fun. It's meant to be just what it is, study of the law. Amos 3:7. And I read, the statement says, surely the Lord God will do nothing. Well, the Lord God has done something. The Lord God has shown the Gentiles and the people light. The Lord God has provided his name, which was lacking in Scripture. The Lord God has shown and talked about the Vatican's curse against black people, and that curse is also called objectives of the Vatican. objectives which are set against black people. Of course, that law has, the Gentiles have performed that act. They have done the things that are stated in that papacy's curse against black people. And, of course, that law has been banned since. I have shown the Passover law. I have talked about the Passover law. I have shown the promises of God. I have shown the expectations of God or the expectations concerning God. And, of course, I have shown the law of God. Revelation 17:17, the words of God shall be fulfilled. And of course, that law has many parts, and I've talked about that before. But the statement says, surely the Lord God will do nothing. But he reveals his secret to his servants. That is what I've done. My name I have revealed to my servants. So certain things you just can't say to any and everybody. You know? I don't go around telling people that I know it, people that I know, hey, I'm God, you know? But I declare that fact on this program because it is fitting and proper for me to do so and also necessary for me to do so in my official capacity as God. It is necessary that I provide my name to the Gentiles and the people. Surely the Lord God will do that. I wait to get a response from the Gentiles and the papacy. There is nothing I can do to make them speed up and do the things that they are supposed to do. All I can do is wait on them. Make known what I should make known and wait. The Lord God will do nothing. I cannot fight them, go up and fight them, or declare war against them. The Lord God will do nothing. Now, that statement can be interpreted a couple of ways or something. The main thing in the statement is he reveals his secret. So I have revealed the secret of my name to the Gentiles and the people. Ezekiel, we move on now to speak about a date and hear about a date, a time of God. Ezekiel 7:10. Okay, here we go. Ezekiel 17, behold the day. Behold, it is come.
2 Peter 3:12, I look and I see the phrase, the coming of the day of God. The coming of the day of God. Behold the day. Behold, it is come. God has come. The day of God has come. And the day of God, as I said earlier, has given birth to the time of Reformation. Ezekiel 7, verse 12, the time is come. The time of Reformation. The day of God has come. We are in it. The time of Reformation has come. We are in that time. We are in the day and time of the presence of God on earth and the Reformation, time of the Reformation. Mark that as fulfilled. Ezekiel 7:10, the statement, behold the day, behold it has come. Mark that as fulfilled and put beside it up. The day of the coming, or just mark it, the day of God, or the coming of the day of God. But mark it as fulfilled. And I do the same with the statement in 2 Peter 3, verse 12. Just that phrase, the coming of the day of God, mark it as having taken place, or it had come. That statement is fulfilled. And the time of, and Ecclesiastes 7:12, the statement, the time is come, the time of Reformation, mark that as having taken place, mark it as well, or come to pass, the time has come. And I don't have the reference before me concerning the the time of Reformation. I'm trying to see if I can find it real quickly, but if not, look it up yourself. I gave it last week, so here it is: the time of Reformation. Mark this phrase as having come to pass. Mark it as having come. Okay? It has come. The time of Reformation. It has come. We are in it. Just that phrase, the time of Reformation, Hebrews 9, verse 10. It's the last phrase in the verse, Hebrews 9, 10, the time of Reformation. Just underline that and mark it as having come. We are in the time of Reformation. Jeremiah 50, verse 31. Jeremiah 50, 31. And it says, it's to the end of the verse, Jeremiah 50:31. Thy day is come, What day? Thy day has come. What day? The day of God. Thy day has come. And we have the time that I will visit thee. I appointed a time for the Pope to come to me this past October 17th. The Pope did not come. The Pope failed to appear before God. But the scripture says that day is come. And in this day, the Pope is to come to me. Although he didn't come when I called him to come, the Pope is dear to appear before God. So we're talking about a time period, thy day, a time period, the day of God, the day in which God is present on the earth. Thy day is come. Mark that as will feel, please. The day of God is here. It has come to pass. Okay. With just a few minutes remaining, just that much, turn to Job 121 in your authorized version. Job 121. And I read the statement. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. The Lord gave, the Lord has taken away. Go back. I am reminded of the order set down in Mark 12, which says, render to God the things that are God's. There is a taking away of something that had been given to someone. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Now, I can say this because it's true. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away, and given to another. Okay. And this another is the new God in me. The Lord gave, the Lord has taken away. Or the Lord has given to me and taken away from another, even himself. Remember in the proclamation, Psalm 118:27, the Lord has rendered the Lord to me. The Lord has also said, the kingdom of the Lord is given to God, the new God, in me. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. God has given the power that belonged to God to me. In the Bible, God has fulfilled the order. God has carried out the order Mark 12. Mark 12 and the verse. I don't want to make a mistake, but I think it's, well, I thought anything. Let me turn to it. Mark 12, 17. In the Bible, the Lord, all caps, has carried out the order of Mark 12, 17, which says, run unto God, things that are God. God has already given the things that belong to God to God. So the transfer of power is completed. It's a done deal. He has said to me, thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. The kingdom's revelation, the kingdoms of our God has become the kingdom of our Lord. The transfer of power is complete, or has been completed. It is completed already. Isn't that something? The government, God has set up the government that is to be, and it is, anything contrary to it is unlawful and illegal. God has set up the government that is to govern the people, or the government by which the people are to be governed during this time of transition. I call it the prophetic word. Governed by the law of God. Governed by the prophetic word of God. So we are in the time that is called the Day of God. It is also called the time of Reformation. And in this time, the transfer of power has already taken place. That's why the order is given to those that were on high. Submit yourselves to God. Surrender to God. The transfer of power has already taken place. It's a done deal. And the government is already set up. Yeah, and I read a statement on that during this broadcast here. So the government is in place. What remains undone is those who are to submit themselves to God, and those who are in the role of servants of God to do and carry out their duty and fulfill their responsibilities. That's what remains. To the end, the Lord God reigneth. Join me again next week for another episode of Law Masters, Law of God broadcast. Let me take a look here. Oh, hold on for just one moment. Just one moment. Okay. Okay. So this is it for today. Join me again next week for another episode of Law Master's Law, God broadcast.